Recording now. Okay, we're recording. My name is Lynn Wildig and I am Head of Donor Services for the West of Scotland for the Scottish National Blood Transfusion Service. Well, it's a really exciting global campaign where we've got 25 services across 21 countries affecting 1 billion people coming together to raise awareness about people being more aware of their own blood group and also the need for new donors, particularly young new donors. We need to raise it because in the last 5 years, and similarly across the international companies that were... we're trying to raise awareness because in the last 5 years, SNBTS has seen a drop of 30% in the number of new donors coming forward. And that's reflected across the other international organisations that we're working with. And it's important that we secure the future of blood collection for patients in Scotland in years to come, and also secure those donations by collecting the correct blood group for the right patient at the right time. Every blood group goes up and down daily depending on usage at our hospitals. And they can change actually overnight. They can change very, very quickly if there's a high demand. So every blood group is in demand, but at certain times some are more in demand than others. And that's why we're trying to raise awareness that if people know their blood group, they're more they can more quickly respond at a time of need when a patient needs them. And in recent weeks, we've seen a drop in our O positive and O negative blood stocks. So we've been calling those donors to make that special effort to attend, even though other blood groups have been very healthy at the time. So it's about knowing what your blood group is and knowing whether you can respond. And in order to do this, companies, over 30 companies in Scotland, have been asked to take the O, A and B, reflecting our blood groups, out of their signage, out of all their social media posts, in order to get people asking the question, what is this about? What is that missing type? In Scotland, recent research has shown that 38% of the population claim to know what blood group they are. What was surprising for us is that only 61% of our own existing donor base actually knew what blood group they were. So even though we give them that information, we give them a card with their name on it, not everyone is actually taking note of it. And we're trying to raise that awareness. There's also a myth that NHS knows everyone's blood group, and that's not correct. And also our research showed that many people in Scotland thought that they could just ask their own GP to know what blood group is. But realistically, you're only likely to know your blood group if either you're a donor and we've given you your card and informed you of your blood group, or you've been cross-matched previously for blood and that may be sitting on your medical records. But what we would do is encourage people to go to our Scott Blood website, our new website, and they can see for themselves how all the blood groups are sitting stock-wise. And they can, it's a great visual, it's blood packs, and it will show whether stock of their particular blood group is low or sufficient, and let them choose when's the best time to donate for themselves. Well, in Scotland, we aim to maintain 5 to 7 days of all 8 blood groups. That's not always possible, depending on how the demand from the hospitals fluctuate. But that's why we would make an effort to call specific blood groups to come forward at any time. And finding how easy it is to donate, say, is we would send people back to our Scott Blood website. On there, if they're a new donor, they can take a Can I Donate quiz, and that will tell them if they're eligible to donate, and then they can put in their postcode and that will find their nearest session that they can pop along to donate. They can also register online and we will send them an invitation to come along to donate, and they can also, you know, call our helpline should they wish it, on 0345 90 99 99. If you're fit and healthy over the age of 17, there's a very high likelihood that you'll be able to donate. A lot of people think, you know, say to me when I'm out and about, you know, oh, I don't think you would want my blood. The thing is, it's usually the opposite. Most people are eligible to donate. And as I say, they can easy check out the Can I Donate quiz on our website, and that will give an indication. It's important that we secure donation for the future because we are much more heavily reliant on our over 55 donors at the current time who donate regularly for Scotland's blood supply. But with an ageing population, we need to ensure that those young donors are coming forward, and not just coming forward and donating at once, but making it a career, a donation career or a habit for their lifetime. I think we've covered pretty much everything. Okay. The only thing, I don't know if you want me to mention any of the companies that are taking part, but I wasn't sure if we were allowed to from your perspective. But you should, we can get that sent over to you. Okay, I'll draw. I'll get Kirsten to send you a list of who's taking part in your area. Okay. Yep.